If you're like me, you think of yourself as time conscious, like you're really interested in making the best use of your time and your energy so you can bring your highest and best to your life, work, and leadership. The National Institutes of Standards and Technology, or NIST as it's referred to, coordinates universal time. And you've probably seen on your computer or on your device the code or the acronym UTC. And that's what it stands for, universal time. NIST is asked 50,000 times a second what time it is. And that's a lot of people, a lot of devices who are concerned about time. I mean, how many times a day do you check your watch or do you check your device? Is it 10 times or 20 times or 30 times? Or maybe you're the guy that discovers that your time is still stuck on standard time 2 days after daylight savings time began. Or if you travel, maybe you have trouble remembering to update your watch for the different time zones that you pass through. Most people mark time by how old or how young they are until they get into their 40s, and then it happens. You realize that you're never going to be young again, and you begin considering how much time you have left and what your life is going to mean. In fact, it may be why you're here today. So why do we spend so much time with activities or projects and events that add minimal value to our life and to our work? And then only to compound the problem by wasting more time on regret or grief or on poor decisions or behaviors. Maybe it's because in all of our years of rolling around on this planet, we've never stopped long enough to consider the purpose for our life and for our work and the disciplines that would be necessary to fulfill that purpose. Most people who know me well consider me to be relatively adept at time management. I mean, I can squeeze every last productive moment out of a workday. But no matter how hard I try, there's one thing that I've never learned how to do as it relates to time, and that's add time to my day. How can we add more time to the day? Not one of us can add even a second to our day, and when our time is up, it's over. The question then that we should be asking is, what am I doing with the time that I have left? What is it that I want my life to mean? And how do I want other people to remember my life when I'm gone? Years ago, I realized that developing influence with people, making an impact in my market, and leaving a positive legacy were not sure things. That if my life was going to matter to my family, to my friends, to my colleagues, to our clients, I was going to have to live and grow on purpose. That I would need to be very intentional with how I live. The only problem was that nobody stepped up with a step-by-step trail guide for my life and my work. I had to take personal responsibility for my personal and professional growth. And while we've put together a lot of tools and a lot of resources since that time, you're going to have to take personal responsibility for your own growth too. And so I did. And I made a ton of mistakes, and you're going to make mistakes too. That's okay. What's important is that we're making regular progress from where we are toward where we're headed, from what we used to do to what we were made to do, from what is comfortable to what is most fulfilling in our life and our work, from what is convenient to what is most valuable, and from what benefits me to what benefits other people. See, time, margin, and focus is the chief competitor for your personal growth. Time, margin, and focus is the chief competitor for the development of your leadership skills and for the development of other people and for working with your colleagues and the leaders above you, even if they don't do a great job with leadership. Time, margin, and focus is your chief competitor. What are you doing about it? Now, in the next session, I'm going to introduce you to the Simple Leadership Compass, and we're going to look at the four greatest challenges that leaders are facing today and how to deal with them. You'll hear us say often, you don't have to get it perfect. You just need to take the next step. And so I'll see you in the next session.